Civil rights lawyer John Burris says Salim Tindall Jr. was shot in cold blood by BART police officer Joseph Mateo at the West Oakland BART station in a violation of his civil rights. On Wednesday, a federal court jury agreed, awarding more than $5 million to his family.
They understood that what the officer did was wrong and what he had said he'd done was in fact not true, and that we were able to demonstrate in the course of the trial, and in fact, that the case was built on a fountain of lies and misperceptions, yes. and really a failure to acknowledge that what had taken place in a real way.
Burris discussed the verdict at a news conference where he was joined by family and supporters of Tindall. Yolanda Banks Reed is Tindall's mother.
You know, I fought for my son. I fight for my children. And I fight for those that fight for themselves. We need more mothers and fathers that's out there that will fight for themselves, that will lift their heads up and say that we won't take it. We won't allow it. You cannot take our children and not be prosecuted in one way or another.
Afia Chambers is the cousin of Tindall. She says the spirit of Shaleen put a fight in the family and brought them together.
The fight is what it's all about. It's not about what they tell you you can't do. It's about what the spirit tells you you can do.
That's right.
Elizabeth Chambers once said, the walls of injustice must come tumbling down. But they won't come tumbling down with us sitting back on our wrists and trying to figure it out. They come tumbling down through action, through work, through perseverance, through laboring, through being tired, through the long nights, through the protests.
She says the struggle, the trial, and the verdict are not just about money.
Because monetary don't replace life. But what the judgment shows is that we will not take this anymore. We will not allow our children to be slaughtered day after day and they just get a pass.
The Tindall family and lawyer Burris are celebrating the verdict, but they're also looking at a bigger picture. Burris has represented police violence victims for years, but he's not discouraged by the long effort. He says he's seen a sea change, looking back at things like the Rodney King case and the BART shooting of Oscar Grant.
There has been real progress in this whole area since I started doing the work. I'm optimistic about it. As you've seen over the last couple of years, there's been significant changes in the laws related to holding police officers accountable. The video cameras have been extraordinarily important. Having access to the records have been important. Changing of the law that was kind of significant in this case, and that is the tactical component that became an issue where the laws have changed on whether or not it's reasonable force now versus unnecessary force. So I've seen a lot of real changes that have taken place.
Reporting from Oakland for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.